Welcome to the Perfect Place to Put a Practice podcast by Scott McDonald and DrDemographics.com, the best source of demographic, psychographic, and marketing information for professionals.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's that time of year again. This is Scott McDonald, and welcome to the Perfect Place to Put a Practice podcast. This is the date in which we're going to tell you about the best places to put a practice in the United States, or really what we call places with promise. Now, we also have a companion to this podcast episode called Places with the Kiss of Death. I think you'll get the message later. Now, please understand a few things before I put out this list. I am not trying to make practice brokers and realtors crazy. I'm just attempting to give you some ideas of locations that are looking good and why they're drawing attention. If you were ordering a report from us, we could get right down to the intersection or even a street address, but that would not be a good idea for many reasons in this podcast, which is dealing with demographics on a much larger geographic level. In fact, we're looking at the whole country. You see, there are some locations that are going to be better for some of you than for others. There are also sites that are not listed here, but that doesn't mean that they don't have significant potential. For example, if your uncle has been practicing in Anchorage, Alaska, and wants to transition the office to you, hey, terrific! It might be an exceptional site even if it doesn't make the list. For any number of reasons, you might not want to consider any of the areas that we list here. We get that. I think the best reason to go through this material is to learn the criteria for recommendation rather than the sites themselves. You should know that the criteria for recommended sites changes every year as market conditions vary over time. That is why a location that made last year's list might not make it this year. That doesn't mean the places we recommend before were not as good or a good idea at all. Because of the format of this podcast, you may want to look at our website at www.drdemographics.com under podcast to get the script with all the numbers and maps that I'm going to mention. If you want a personalized report on where you should practice, we have to get to know you and personalize the places that will work best in your situation. This is called a Best Sites Report. We can evaluate locations that you're considering in a community overview report. You see, the first report helps you find locations. The second report helps you evaluate sites you've found. Last, there is another list I compile at the time of year called the Kiss of Death. I'm going to tease it at the end of this briefing. You should know that I'm using a little drama and a hyperbole to suggest that there are some places that are not as naturally desirable as others to demographic conditions, especially when it comes to a startup practice. And no, competition is not really a factor that we're going to talk about a lot. It's because competition's a moving target and it's a highly localized phenomenon. So, let's get right to the list. The best in-show, the first list, growth of population. We already know the largest states by population. It's not hard to figure that out. What is more important is the trend that indicates growth in each of the states and the major counties and cities. When population is in decline, it puts pressure on doctors and their practices to increase their percentage of the available market share. So while Illinois is one of the biggest states in terms of population size, about 12,801,000 residents, it has a negative growth rate of about 0.23% for the whole state. What's worse is almost all the loss in Illinois is coming from Cook County. So it's not the size of the population that will matter to dentists. Rather, it's the direction of the growth trend. And that's what we're talking about a lot here. What's the direction of the trend? You see, for this reason, a small state like North Dakota, with only about 757,952 residents, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, it may look great, but a growth rate of 12.69 over a six-year period may really make a startup practice opportunity a good one. But the bad news is North Dakota's weather and dependence on energy production make it a little hard to predict a steady economy that will sustain a growing population. For that reason, while it may be growing fast, and faster than other places, we really don't recommend North Dakota to most people. Now, Texas is another matter entirely. With a growth rate of 10.81% since the 2010 census, it is enjoying growth in most but not all of its component parts. You may want to look at the graphics on the website version of this briefing if you're listening to this rather than watching it. And by the way, we are going to put out a version of this that's a video on YouTube as well as on our website. Now, what you see in red shows the positive growth. The blue shows the negative growth. The point is, even states that are growing have parts that are not sharing in the increase. This is true in every state, by the way. It is also true that there are going to be parts of states that are not doing well that may actually have a portion of them that are doing exceptionally. Now, the map shows the counties of the U.S. that are recovering quickest from the Great Recession. The dark blue is good. The yellow and the brown are not good. Now, again, we have to represent this visually, and a podcast isn't a very good way to do that unless it's a video podcast. That's why we recommend you go to our website. Now, the third best state for growth is Utah. At 10.4% increase since 2010, Utah has the virtue of excellent population increase by birth rate and domestic immigration both. Domestic immigration, by the way, is when people move from other states to a particular location rather than international immigration. Incomes in Utah are also increasing, but to be honest, many dentists are concerned about saturation. Keep in mind that Utah County and Salt Lake County are the hubs of growth and development. Most of the counties in Utah are growing, just not quite to the scale and size of these two. Taxes are reasonable, high technology is increasing, and it has a bright future. The fourth best growth is in Colorado, with 10.17% growth over the six-year period. While the birth rate is lower than Utah, its domestic immigration is good, and the economic development is very good. Now, again, if there's a fly in the ointment, it really comes down to the cost of housing in Greater Denver. It is getting crazy. Now, if you don't mind the snow, the quality of life is also above average. The area north of Denver is getting some excellent attention all the way up to the state line. Increased military spending south of the greater Denver is going to help this state a great deal. So that's one of the things in the short term we want you to look at. Florida is the fifth fastest growing state with 9.17% in that 6 years. While most of the population is found on the eastern shore, the western shore is growing as well as the central and northern regions. Just be aware that birth rates are low all over the state, and the poverty level in the north state on the east and west can be a little troubling. But like Colorado, an increase in defense spending will have a very big impact here. Now let's look at those locations that have a good cost of doing business. A dentist's profitability is often tied to issues other than an increase in population. In that case, the winner is North Carolina. True, growth is still pretty good, at least well above average, but it's not spectacular. Since 2010, the state has grown 6.41% and is 13th in the U.S. Delaware is second in this category and has grown 6.03% and is 15th. The truth is, Delaware is not very friendly to new businesses, including practices, or new residents if the professional is from out of state. You see, state licensure in states like Hawaii and Delaware are tough. Therefore, in spite of the cost savings, it's hard to recommend it. Now, next in this category is Texas, again. Now, some of us, what makes Texas so special? Among the big reasons are much looser regulations and a tax burden that is among the lowest in the nation. three of the nation's largest metropolitan areas are here. And there is an undeniable desire to attract more employers and residents. Arkansas is fourth, especially on the northern and central areas. In a way, Arkansas is doing well for dentists because it is much like Texas. It is welcoming of new businesses and therefore makes new business and practice development fairly easy. Now, the northern half of the state is going to be growing in the next 5 years faster than the southern areas. Still, the whole state is looking much better than it did even a couple of years ago. The fifth best is the cost of doing business is Iowa. Yes, this state has moved up in the rankings. It is just that you will find on the east side of I-35 is where you really want to be, because this is where all the concentration of the population is found. Most of the rest of the state is farmland. But Iowa also has done much to lift its regulations on new businesses, which has helped. While not perfect, it is a lower tax state, and it is, well, planning to be even better. Now, the next list deals with locations that we think are hidden in potential. Now, we hear this all the time. I keep trying to find a place to practice, and somebody else snaps it up. That's why I invented this list. I want you to be able to see the places that have potential even before they appear to be on the radar screen of a lot of people. Now, they may not make the top list every time, but we're seeing positive developments in income, productivity, development, and even a reduction in regulations. These states often have multiple locations that we consider worth investigating. Now, the first of these is Ohio. Long considered a Rust Belt area that's past its prime, Ohio is showing some pluck in the greater Columbia area, which has been a leader in the state. But so also has Cleveland, surprisingly, and even Akron. It has gone to a right-to-work state status a couple of years ago, and that is beginning to pay off in terms of attracting major employers. Once again, if it's already known and everybody knows about it, it's not going to help you. That's why we put this list together. Now, the second of these is Minnesota. Now, once again, it's a combination of development, loosening regulations, consideration of the tax levels, and others that keep bringing this area up on the lists. This is especially true of the eastern side of the state. Again, it's cold. Yeah, we get that. The third place is Nebraska. The eastern side of the state, along with the western area near the Missouri River, is getting new developments, a new population, and new employers. True, it isn't as big in growth as Texas, perhaps, but it is a nice place to see the region getting a second look. The fourth hidden gem is Indiana. What is nice to see here is that there are so many new development areas that we think have potential. You see, it's true in the north and on the south side of the state. It is just too bad that the weather can be so brutal. But overall, this is a place that we think has a future, and we hope young doctors who don't know where to go might give it a look. The fifth location of potential is Idaho. One of the reasons is that Washington State has made itself so undesirable for businesses due to taxes and overall regulation that Idaho, with its open spaces, educated population, and inexpensive cost of doing business, has been doing far better than demographers had expected. Now, I have given you several places that look promising in 2017. There are some demographic trends that should be good indications of places with promise throughout the year. Some are going to be helpful to dentistry, while frankly, others are going to be a little more threatening. Now, one of the trends that started last year that I'm going to bring up is this. Number one, middle class exodus. I have reported on this before, and it's an important trend to repeat. We are seeing many middle income households leaving states that have traditionally been growing due to favorable birth rates and increased domestic immigration. We'll get into specifics in the session on the kiss of death as to identify why these are dying. But the point is that even within states that are doing well, there seems to be a significant rearranging of the places that the middle class is settling. We suspect that in the 2020 census, there are going to be a great deal of discussions on this on the news. But we don't want you to be surprised when it happens. Just keep in mind that the middle class is still the largest chunk of the United States population, in spite of what the media may be reporting. Now, I'm not trying to get political here. I just want you to understand that the election surprised a lot of people, especially those people on the East Coast, because they didn't take into account what they refer to as flyover country. That's who we're talking about here, and that's where the middle class is going. Number two, a trend that is likely not in the news is accelerating the movement of people moving from the Northeast to the South and Southwest. The weather has been increasing as a topic for those who want to relocate. Interestingly, this is the same trend that we're seeing in the job market. This is where the new big employers are in the United States. It is also a rather wise idea to keep in mind. It's not on a lot of people's radar screens, but as this area on the South and the Southwest grows, it's not in the news areas like Georgia, Washington, D.C., and New York, even Los Angeles. And so, therefore, it could get easily missed. Three, there is an undeniable trend for young, well-educated people to move into the urban centers. But demographers are not sure if this is a sustainable trend. And that is because while there is definite convenience to moving closer to work, the higher costs of housing and everything else, including a lower quality of life, are making these folks start looking around for alternatives. So while there was a housing crisis, people were going into the urban areas, into the city centers. But now that that's passed and people have a little more money in their pockets, they're asking themselves the question, do I really want to live in a tiny apartment that costs more to rent than an average mortgage on a house? Now, we believe that the urban areas with high population density will be the natural sites for particular types of practices like corporate practices. It will also be likely that group practices, really well-run group practices, will want to offer fee-for-service care in these locations. Keep in mind, smaller private practices will be priced out of many of these urban areas because of the cost of leases. Number four, the trend on whether home ownership is dead or not has been a hot topic among demographers. During the Great Recession, there seemed to be a consensus that no one would ever want to live in the suburbs again. The risks were just too high. But that attitude is softening. There appears to be an unmet demand for single-family homes that may be a reflection of demand in the traditional suburbs. But no one is sure how the Fed's increase in interest rates are going to influence home ownership. Just keep in mind that if you are a dentist who wants to find a practice in a traditional location, the burbs are the place to go. Now, in our opinion, this rate increase is actually, by the Fed, is going to increase demand for ownership as a hedge against inflation in the long run. We believe that the trend in the burbs is for more retail locations for practices and fewer professional practice sites for general dentists. Now, this may result in fewer dentists actually owning their office space, but that has not really been resolved yet. We mean, therefore, mall locations, standalone buildings may not be as desirable for practices in the near future, as retail strip mall spaces tend to take over. Number five, in our discussions with dental brokers and developers, it would be great if the rural growth trends continued. Now still, based upon the data, rural practices are not going to be a ubiquitous trend. Now that doesn't mean that there won't be a fertile area to develop a practice in a crossroads community. We mean by crossroads literally that. Major transportation arteries that cross but may not have a large population right in them, but near them. The right sites are well reached or pardon me, are well-researched are going to continue to be desirable. In short, you got to get the numbers on this because it's not evaluated in the same ways as urban and suburban locations are. But the overall movement to rural areas by the general population does not seem to be happening. In short, a lot of rural areas are still losing population to those that have a more dense population. Now, one last caveat. What I've been talking about is primarily for general dental practices. Each of the specialties, including orthodontics, oral surgery, and endodontics especially, are going to have trends that will affect each of them and predict their success. This includes the configuration of specialty offices and how they promote themselves. There's also a major change in referral patterns going on. What worked 5 years ago may be a losing strategy in the near future due to the demographics and sociological changes. In other words, I believe that specialists are really going to have to think more about what makes their type practices work and not so much thinking, oh, I just need to put myself in the middle of a major referral base like a professional office park where there are lots of GPs. Now, let me just tease for you for a second the kiss of death. There are some places in the country that are getting harder and harder in which to set up new practices. And there's more risk to setting up locations that have that are for purchase. These states include California, Illinois, upstate New York, and Northern Virginia. Now, I'm not trying to say you can't make a living in these places. I am saying there's more risk than there used to be. Now, in some place, it is making the sales of homes and business properties increasingly difficult. The reasons are varied, and I want you to understand, each area has a different reason why it's difficult. You see, in California, the tax burden is increasing as the cost of housing and business properties increase. Still, the job market on the West Coast is continuing to improve. Now, some people say California is dead. It's not dead. It's just expensive and more expensive for professional practices to survive. Some types of businesses are doing very well, by contrast. And by the way, if you own a restaurant in California, I wish you the best of luck. Now, not so in upstate New York, where the population is aging because there is no place for younger residents to work. Restaurants are doing fine, but the population is aging because they're not being replaced by younger workers. Northern Virginia and most of Maryland is predicted to have a major decline due to the reduction in the government workforce. To a lesser degree, this will affect Albany, Sacramento, and Chicago. Practices that depend upon public sector employment had better get ready for a change because it's going to come a lot sooner than expected. Now, as for the state of Illinois, it is bleeding jobs and residents. The exodus to other states has been the cause of panic in Springfield. Many bright demographers have been predicting that this will change soon and everything's going to be fine. But from our point of view, things are going to get much worse before they get better. We're going to have a lot more about the kiss of death locations, not so much because that's where you might want to think, oh boy, can I go there? It's more like there are some places in the country that you kind of want to avoid because of certain trends. Anyway, this is Scott McDonald. Thanks so much for listening and watching. And please visit us at drdemographics.com. Thanks so much for watching and listening.